So I thought we'd start this podcast with a this is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite, orbiting your living room, cashing in a Bill of Rights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight. A riggy, diggy, dig. Bang, bang. Go back to Earth and Man.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 131, and it's the You Can't Stop the Pop edition.
I'm
That's the wonderful I'm Terribly Sorry, I Think I've Broken Your Kylie by Ozzy Amiso. And before that was the new Milo track with Kylie that I don't know if it's actually ever going to be released. And yes, I started Radio Clash opening with Kylie. I hope I kind of exercised it with Ozzy Amiso. But also, this is the Poptastic Fantastic Radio Clash edition. Yes, it's the Can't Stop the Pop, which is actually probably more a reference of the recording I did with the Celebrity Murder Party, which will actually be the next show after this one, hopefully, because I was popping all over the place and we're not talking about pop music, but actually it's more a reference, a sly reference to Kid Carpet, because apparently he's doing a Eurovision bid and he's going to use a track called Can't Stop the Pop. Can you actually get that track anywhere? No, but he's releasing some stuff in, I think it's November. Actually very good, I've seen from YouTube, so well worth checking out. And of course that's a link to Bristol, because at the start was a bit of Pete Juxtaposer from Wobcast. Yes, we're still spreading out the Wob love, because they did a whole show in response to one of my shows. It's all getting very meta. I was trying to explain this to Jason, Robin of Celebrity Murder Party, and again it's a little bit odd because I'm talking about that but I've recorded it, but it's the next one. I'm getting severe kind of Back to the Future shock here, how we tend to play Anarchy of the UK covers at each other. But yes, we'll have to continue that in the future. So I hope you are well. This is a special pop related show. There's a pop theme to this show. There was supposed to be covers, but yes, as you might have guessed, Wobcast 25 is loads of covers. And if you want to check out that podcast, which is very good, it is available at www.juxtaposition.co.uk. I think there's a link from there. I can't remember. I think /wob.html. I do recommend it, and you can check out Kid Carpet on YouTube. I will put some links up. Yes, I don't know, it's a bit of a Bristol intro there. I've been fine. Kind of playing the Kylie a little bit in honour, in quotes, honour. Yeah, bunny rabbit ears, honour, of XXL 7 birthday party, which is what I was at on Saturday, and in honour, in the way that actually they didn't play any Kylie. Yay! I think they might have played it once when I wandered past earlier in the night, but actually no, I think it was the week before they were playing Kylie, and I was like, oh god, kill me now. Some really bad mix of Better the Devil You Know, which as they said on the top 10 is it Kylie videos that I happened to watch, honest, I happened to watch when I was very bored in the middle of the night around at Scott's place, as you do. It's apparently the gay Kylie. Apparently that's the gay anthem. I don't know. I'm not into Kylie. I think I'd much rather play the Ozzy Amiso. If I ever get a request for Kylie when I'm DJing, I'm going to play the Ozzy Amiso track. I've now found my evil Kylie track. I have an evil Madonna track, which is a scatter. And Madonna is a filthy slut, which people know out there is an evil glitch classic. And that's a new Ozzy Amiso, and there's also stuff on his site, and I might be playing some a little bit later in the show. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. But yes, back to XXL. It was a Bond theme party because it's 7th birthday. Incredibly crowded, full of loads of bears and non-bears alike, but it was just it took me half an hour to get in queuing, and then about 15 minutes to get a drink, and I was actually literally screaming by the end of it. I did actually pull a hissy fit because the guy was going, I can't hear you, and I went, oh, have a fucking cock. Everyone goes, whoa. Step back from the bar. But no, it was actually very good. Twinkle Boy was there, and Scott was there, and some of Twinkle Boy's friends who were all a bit scared and thought they'd be broken like matchsticks between the bears, as you do. It was a good night, actually. And the reason why, as I say, I'm playing the Kylie is that in respect of Joe Egg, he's a DJ who I've seen at Button Down Disco or Button Down Rave when they played at Hidden, and he's very good. He's also very cute as well. I don't know if he calls himself a bear, but he's of a bearish persuasion. But he's playing some very, very good tunes, and he didn't play Kylie. He played stuff like Blur's Girls and Boys and Transvision Vamp at one point, which everyone loved. I was a bit sceptical about that, but actually everyone loved it. Loads of really good party tunes. So, very, very good. And what else have I been doing? Well, I've been working down in Brighton. which I'm not going to, just this part of the show, going to go into that because it's going to take too long. It's nice to be down in Brighton. I was walking along the seafront earlier after work. I got barked at by a Rottweiler without a lead on, which was nice. But apart from that, it was very, very, very ambient, very beautiful, even though I was looking at the remains of the West Pier, sadly. Oh, I took some music on because I'm just running out of things to say already, which is not good, but I think I'll probably remember it a little bit around the show, and I've got lots of music to play you. That was it. The big announcement is I'm doing a Joe Strummer remix album, mashup album. So if any of you out there are either remixers or mashup people, which I know some of you are, come contact me at readyclash@mutantpop.net if you want to take part. At the moment, the deadline is the middle of November. We've got people like Don Proofin, Jules, RX. RX is doing two tracks. Yes, RX is doing two tracks. And we've got 10,000 Spoons and Colin, Electric Cowboy, DJ Uzio. Is doing a track. All Celebrity Murder Party, of course, are doing a track. But yes, if you're not on that list, let me know. So next is a cover of The Fall's Totally Wired, and this is by Terry Edwards. This did a dub cover of The Fall. Totally wired.
is a plea from my heart to you. Nobody knows me as well as you do. You know how hard it is for me. The shake that it sees that takes hold of my tiny situations like these.
necessary to the modern man. Phonograph, Frigidaire, radio, car. Phonograph, radio, car, Frigidaire. We'll be right back.
Caught me. You see, what you don't know is I'm actually cooking while DJing. So if there's a smell of burning and the alarm's going in the background, that's why. You see, I go one more than Madge Weinstein. She eats while DJing and presenting the show. I cook while DJing. Now, that's one hell of a juggling. Yeah, but unfortunately, my English totally sort of goes back to Bronze Age level. That's the only downside of trying to do two things at once. Or even juggling them. Or even juggle them. Or however you say it. And then, so that was from the excellent Crazy Covers Vol. 2 by Tom Middleton. Tom Middleton, I Want Your Babies, blah, blah, blah. It's Get Your Frack On. Or I think it's actually Get Your Freak On. I think it's just badly tagged. By Missy Elliott, by the Ping Pong Orchestra. I'm listening to a lot of Ping Pong Orchestra. I assume that is Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra. They're not totally actually sure, because maybe there's many of them. Maybe they were just ping pong between each other all the time. Maybe the members ping pong. I don't know. Then before that was My Robot Friend with Way Down. That's old school, but works really well with the kind of the sort of the mariachi sort of ominous vibe. That's from Counterculture from, it says 1950. I don't think that's true. I think it's Counterculture from something like 2002 or 2001. Then before that was The Not Quite Fool by Ozzy Miso. Yes, another Ozzy Miso track. He's a very, very talented blokey. And then before that was The Choice. That's New Shizzle. That's new shit. That's Green Velvet featuring Jamie Principle. Didn't even say Your Love. I have to thank Jeb for his Kiss the Future mixes number 13 for that, because I heard it literally probably about an hour, and actually went and downloaded it legally from Robin's favourite download place, which he plugs in the next show. I'm gonna keep referring to the show that's not even out yet, just to really, really, really freak you out. It's called The Call EP, and I must say it's got a sort of it's a little bit like Prince's Planet Earth album. There's all this sort of God stuff in there, but I like that one a lot. It's not sort of like, oh, God will show you the way, God will strike you down. Well, actually, an Acid House track that goes, God will strike you down. That would be interesting. But no, all right, in more of a kind of Jamie Principle, more laid-back, baby wants to ride type way. But it's because Green Velvet apparently had a really bad trip. He took loads of mushrooms and GHP and ecstasy and has decided to become born again. So there's all this sort of religion stuff on there. But if you can get past that, it seems to be pretty good. And then before that, Dirty South mix of... Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. Yeah, that's Led Zeppelin. That especially goes out to Soundhog. Yeah, I've never heard any Led Zeppelin in my life. No, yeah, I people long-term listeners to the show know that I actually really hate Led Zeppelin, but I don't mind remixes like that of it, and seems to sum up a lot of things at the moment. Then before that, or Shake the Disease by the Sunshiners, originally by Depeche Mode. Everyone's probably crying at their MP3 players. That sounds dodgy. And then before that was Totally Wired. Yes, Fall Dub Styly. Yeah, I think they should do like they did Dub Side of the Moon. Sorry, I keep hitting the cable. Hitting the cowboy? Fancy. I think, they did Dub Side of the Moon. I think it'd be really, really good if they did like a Depeche Mode one. That would actually work really well. Something really, really works, the very downbeat vocals with dub. I like that. I like it a lot. So now, before my food gets cold and it all burns and burns a house down and then everyone gets upset and no podcast and I'm homeless and it goes on. I'm now going to get back to the pop. Yes, here's some really, really good pop music from Ampere.
Yeah. voices in my head!
What's love?
Thank you. it's okay on TV, but you cannot turn it off. Your marriage is a tragedy, but it's not my concern. I'm very superficial, I hate everything official. Your private life, drama, baby, leave me out. Your private life, drama, baby, leave me out. Sentimental gestures only bore me to death. You've made a desperate appeal, now save your breath. Attachment to obligation, regret shit that's so wet. And your sex life complications are not my fascination. Your private life, drama, baby, leave me out. Your private life, drama, baby.
Just for a moment, if you're feeling lonely, stop wanking, thinking about your own loneliness, and cast your mind out. If you're some perhaps in a bedsitter in London, think of
thank you. and I left you so long on this avenue. And here I stand in the strangest land, not knowing what to say or do. As I gaze around at these strangers in town, I guess the only stranger is me. And I wonder,
yes, I wonder,
yes, I wonder, is this the way life's meant to be? Although it's only a day since I was taken away, I'm left standing here looking in wonder.
It's your life, it's your life.
Oh, the ground at my feet, maybe it's just the old street, but everything that I know lies under. What they've done to this place that was home, shame is all that I feel. Oh, and I wonder,
yes, I wonder,
is this the way life's meant to be? Too late, too late to cry. The people say,
excellent Electric Light Orchestra with The Way Life's Meant to Be, of course from the Time concept album. And then before that, sentiment I do agree with, All Men Are Liars. That's written by Nick Lowe, so there's actually a bit of contradiction there, because written by a man actually, but that's covered by Dar Williams. And then that's from Labour of Love, the music of Nick Lowe. I heard that recently. I was like, I'd forgotten the whole thing about Ghastly, Rick Astley section, which is so true, because Rick Astley was Ghastly. Then before that was DJ Matt Height with Everybody Is Right. And then before that was Private Life by Grace Jones. And then before that was Waterline by A Certain Ratio. As we got into the schizophrenic section of the show, intentionally schizophrenic. Then before that was Although the Sun is Shining by Fleetwood Mac. That's from the And Then Play On album. And the Waterline is from the... I'm pretty sure that's from... Between the Graveyard and the Ballroom, I think that's was actually originally from, which was originally on a cassette. If I'm probably got it wrong, but I think that's where it's from. Then before that, from the Exit Music, songs with Radio for Radioheads. That's Seer with Paranoid Android. I must have heard that ages ago, but it didn't really register, and it came in on an iPod, and it was like that's actually really, really kind of very spooky version of Radiohead's Paranoid Android. I like it a lot. Then before that was a reader submission. No one reads this show. Yes, they flick through it in the blog. Yes, it's a listener submission. That's Fallen from Grace. I don't know what his DJ name is. It's Matt, who does in Tokyo, who does the laptop battle club in Tokyo. Hello. Very, very good. I like how that's very, very spooky. It's sort of a remix, kind of mashup of Apocalyptica, but I love the way it's glitched and really messed with the samples. You probably wouldn't know unless you're a metalhead fan. But apparently, Apocalyptica do started off doing cello versions of Metallica, and then they're doing their own stuff, and it's all kind of like a sort of. Classical meets metal, which sounds good. I'll have to check them out. And then before that was Ministry with TVLI. I think that's what it's called. She must not TVII. Anyway, TVLI. I like the end lyrics of that. And then before that, a bit of death metal. Yes, that's Born to Darkness by Dragon Lord. And yes, you're probably your new favourite pop band. That's Ampere with My Favourite Movie. Yes, we like the bit of thrash, evil thrash, Napalm Death style metal. Just maybe partly because it ends really quickly, but I like it as well because it reminds me of Naked City by John Zorn. Like they suddenly go into that whole spooky soundtrack, sort of film noir detective novel type sort of doom at the end. And so that's the end of the show. You might have guessed that there's two things we'll talk about. One is today, which is probably it's a bit difficult to say worst day ever, but it's one of the contenders really. I got totally drenched. Had a horrible journey down there, and then kind of just threw a whole wobbly fit at the end of the day because I didn't really was happy doing the work they were asking me to do. I wasn't really of the right technical level, even though I talked to them. So I'm going down there today because the agency got in contact with them, and they I wouldn't say gave me a second chance, but they want to have me to go down again and see how it goes. So anyway, yeah, it was just basically me just having a complete wobbly today, but I think it was partly because the day was so shit. It just kind of just didn't got worse and worse and worse, and the last couple of weeks have been a bit like that. There's been kind of up and down bits for various reasons, one including a friendship that just went foom, which is always a bad idea. But the good news, positive news, is that during my week off work, that wasn't my week off work as in I was raving up as week as I didn't have any work, which is always another thing that never cheers me up, started a new podcast, which I've been planning for years and years and years and years, and I've recorded the pilot. It's Show Zero. The podcast is called Digital Debris, and soon you will see the website. I've started it, but I'll start it, but I'll never finish. No, I will finish it, but I want to get it all up before I actually put up at least a proper show. I might put up the pilot if it takes too long for various temporal reasons. And of course, we've got the next podcast as well, Celebrity Murder Party, which is going to be a really good one as well. It was a lot of fun to do, and it did help to cheer me up, even though I was worse the wear from
from XXL, so probably not totally as good a host as I could have been. But yeah, things have been a bit crappy recently, so hence I wanted to do more of a downbeat show, but I wanted to call it, yes, happy, fun, happy, joy, poptastic, fantastic show. Just not put people off, because I'm just contrary like that at the moment. I wanted to make it all happy pop at the start and then just go and then come back up. And I should really call it the rise and fall mix, really. But so I'm going to end on... I was going to end on the Pipettes version of I Will Survive, but that's far too queeny and a bit obvious. So I'm going to end on an up-tempo track. Yes, my God. Tim ends on a fairly up-tempo track. It's a hip-hop track. And this is Get Up, featuring the Dead Prez by The Coup. And it's one of those tracks I will listen to that when I feel down. It's a bit... It's one of those kind of stormy over barricades type songs. So you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. So I'll speak to you soon.
Dear Prez, The Coup, People Army, where the G's at? Come on. Fuck the police. Hey, y'all ready for this shit, y'all Trump? Y'all ready to get this bitch crump?
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by Dead now. The Turn cool. the system upside People down.
Honestly, I'm against this government. I ain't got to cover it up, that's what I meant. Sick of paying bills and I'm sick of paying rent. Seem like I work all the time but don't know where the money went. And the funny shit is we supposed to like this shit, but all y'all politicians could bite this dick. It's a war going on, the ghetto is a cage. They only give you two choices, be a rebel or a slave.
So what you do?
So I rebel. Like a ulcer in the belly of the beast, staying true to it. Since my whole street days in the blue Buick, niggas been fighting so long, seem like I'm used to it. Not what y'all know about how the coup do it. Truth fluid, boots put the funk to it. Ain't nothing to it. This is for the cheese all the way to the bay, from Frisco to Oakland, all over
you
LA.
Got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up.
This fella's pissed, yeah, never been a snitch teller. One paster from a homeless dish dweller, yelling fuck a Rockefeller. My shit bumping a cappella. My lyrical quotes are nervous, note the bank teller. We ain't call it off, we hauling off Molotovs and grits. Mr. Bailiff, you can put that in the transcript. Fucking motherfucking patty wagon band flips. I'm so it off, I prefer hand grits. Quote us, you know we stronger than a 3-day notice. Pay or quit, it's more of us than the lies that your mayor spit. I'm on some, I hate the game, but love the player's shit. It's you a have or you a have not. When you run out of bullets, grab rocks. Cause the prison don't slam locks. It don't open when your fam knocks, unless you rich and have stocks. Fight the power like a motherfucking Zulu. It's the coup plus the new member Tulu. So raise your hands in the air like you're born again, but make a fist for the struggle when you're born to win.
Up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
Get up. When I hear the whoop, whoop, I be ducking them hoes. I can smell a pig coming, so I stay on my toes. On the low from Popo, so fuck the whole lease. Cause peace to me is loaded under my seat. And I know power respect that, so serve and protect that. I'm young, black, and just don't give a fuck, try me. Grilling you right back, you better drive by me. We the People Army is known to get rowdy. And even if you a friend of the blue, you can get it too. Snitching is never forgettable. This hell we live in is never forgivable. It come down to DP and the coup. Remember Huey, Bobby Hutton, George, Fred, and them. Fuck the Popo, local, state fed, and them. You better choose your side, Crip, Blood, 415. It's one team, get up and let's ride.
Get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
It's not really a West of Bastard song, is there? Okay, I'll have to come up with them. West of Bastard, West of Bastard, West of Bastard podcast. West of Bastard, West of Bastard, West of Bastard podcast. You need a jingle or something. Wobcast, Wobcast, Wobcast across the universe or something. Yeah, it's the reason why I became a DJ.